3, 2, 1. This month, we discovered what's out there. We talked about how many minds there are. We diagnosed our life's experiences. Well, this week, we are going to pinpoint that power within. Ever done that? Ever done that in a workshop or heard a lecture or some sort of talk or anything about that? How to pinpoint, where to pinpoint that power within? We're going to do that today. First off, I want to start with Dr. Ernest Holmes, who wrote The Science of Mind book. In his 1956 TV show, This Thing Called Life, Dr. Holmes opened the episode called The Secrets of Belief with these words. Well, let's watch him do it. Play that video.
This evening, I am going to talk to you about a power for good in the universe, greater than you are. Greater than I am, greater than all of us. A power for good that we can use in everyday life, for everything. When the greatest teacher who ever lived said, "It is done unto you as you believe," what do you suppose he was talking about? Yeah. This master mind was talking about a spiritual power in the universe. Something so close to us that it is indeed nearer than our hands and feet, closer to us than our very neck vein, as the old Talmud said. And so this power is not something we have to go in search after. It is something that is right here, close, nearer than our very breath. How then would we use a power that is so intimate? Certainly we should have to use it in an intimate way, and we would certainly have to believe that the power exists. It's for us, not against us. It is willing and not reluctant. We should actually have to believe that it really is done unto us as we believe. Then we would have to believe.
Wow. Dr. Ernest Holmes. He says, a power for good in the universe greater than you are, greater than I am, greater than all of us. A power for good that we can use in everyday life for everything. This power is not something we have to go in search of after, he reminds us. It is something that is right here, right now, close, nearer than our very breath. It is nearer than our very breath. But where? Where does it lie or lay or hang out? Is there such a place we can pinpoint? Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "The primary wisdom is intuition. In that deep force, the last fact behind which analysis can go, all things find their origin." Today, I want to place the pinpoint on the enteric brain. We've talked about the enteric brain before, that network or plexus of nerves that's embedded in the walls of our gut, in our solar plexus, as they say. It's behind the stomach, but in front of the aorta, somewhere around here. You might be able to see. These nerves radiate out like rays of the sun, thus the term solar plexus. It contains 100 more, actually, probably, because how do they count this? But 100 million or so neurons. Uses more than 30 different neurotransmitters, has 95% of the body's serotonin, and you know that the serotonin is what regulates our mood, our appetite, our sleep. It includes the vagus nerve, which is a very important nerve that carries information from the gut to the brain. And the interesting thing about the vagus nerve, that it only goes one way, this information, from the gut up. The gut is very important. The solar plexus also controls self-preservation, mobilization, response to challenges and opposition and danger, as well as the fabulous and fun and happy things. It helps determine our core sense of who we are and our inner drive. It touches our courage centers, our willpower, our self-control, our sense of purpose, and self-mastery over our thoughts and emotions. The solar plexus, the gut, is a big thing. It's a big deal. Thus, it takes guts, or my gut tells me. When you say those things, it's not just some old wives' tale. This is science. Florence Scovel Shinn, in her book, The Magic Path of Intuition, wrote, "Prayer is you telephoning God. Intuition is God telephoning you, or the universe telephoning you. If there's a clog in this system, not only will you get a stomachache or some other digestive discomfort, you will develop low self-esteem, start showing up, low energy, start showing up, fatigue, anger, control issues happen. You might have struggles making decisions. You might find yourself becoming such a people pleaser that it gets in the way of your life. You put yourself second, and deep inside, you feel powerless. And we clog this energy pathway by the various lies, the junk thinking, the dumb stuff that invalidates ourselves, those stories that we put on auto-repeat in our head, or not taking action on the ideas that are intuited to us. You know those ideas when you later exclaim, if I'd only listened to my gut. Yeah. Well, listen. Your gut is the seat of your solar plexus, which is a connection. It's like an organ, you might say, of your superconscious mind. The solar plexus is truly the Son of God. Sun, S-U-N, the Son of God. Now, what we want to do, especially when those two things or maybe some nutritional discomfort occurs and starts messing with the rest of us, our lives, our thoughts and feelings, what we want to do is we want to stoke that inner fire, that solar idea. This is the place where we do it. This is the land, the enteric system. This is the land of intuition. Now, like you might have heard before, if you heard Caressa speaking about this, it's an energy system. It's an energy system used in yoga, in meditation, in Ayurveda. And this energy system was first mentioned in the Hindu texts called the Vedas, over 3,000 years ago. And we're still studying it now. We're still using it now. It's an energy system that's also called the chakras. The Sanskrit word chakra translates to a wheel or disc. Chakras are these spinning vortexes of energies, and they're not seen by the human eye, but they can be felt and sensed in other ways. Now, the chakra around the enteric system, your gut, is considered the third energy center. And of course, it is here in your solar plexus. Like the umbilical cord where the mother feeds and nourishes the developing fetus, the solar plexus is like a feeding tube between us and Mother, Father, God, between us and divine intuition. Now, why am I telling you this? Because part of our identity, and remember this month we're talking about identity, is not just knowing who we are, but being what we are. And using the power of who and what we are to experience the most fabulous life possible, right? Goes without saying, but I said it anyway. Remember again what Florence Scovel Shinn said. Prayer is you telephoning God. Intuition is God telephoning you. Now, though it is part of the system that feeds the brain, nutrition and blood, etc., our enteric brain is also the switchboard between the physical body and the spiritual body. Happy gut, happy life. Now, yes, we must support our digestive system, not sabotage it, but I'm not bringing all this up to get you to work on your microbiome, though you should, or to get your nutrition in gear, though that is a good idea for numerous reasons, or to go out there and get yourself a colonic or do a cleanse or cut out gluten and grains or take a pre and probiotic every day or some sort of digestive enzymes, though they can be very beneficial themselves. This is not about your GERD, your IBS, your leaky gut, your dysbiosis or any of those things, or a plain old bellyache, though it may be helped as well in what we're talking about. This is about your intuitive channel and ways to open it, ways to recognize and stay in touch with that universal intelligence, not just with your logic brain, but with your gut brain. Getting in touch with that intelligence, that universal intelligence that informs, that teaches, that warns, that empowers decision-making. And it does it all without deliberate analytical thought or reasoning. That's not needed here. That comes direct from the universe. Yogananda wrote, "Perfect intuition makes you master of all." Now, we've all experienced intuition or intuited answers to situations or conditions. Well, you know what? This morning, let's develop that a little bit. Let's get a hint, at least, that you could take home and use to increase your intuition, to step into, to hear that intuition. And here's how. Rumi said, "There's a voice that doesn't use words. Listen." So my first help here is to tell you, shh, listen. Be silent and still. Sit yourself down quietly. Set an intention to receive inspiration. Tell the solar plexus. If you don't want to tell some sort of energy that's surrounding you, if you don't feel comfortable with that yet, tell your solar plexus what you require to accomplish. Tell yourself, but then be still. Just breathe and listen. Also, in this idea here of listening, experience your weekly affirmative incantation. Experience that which I write for you every week. And do that every day. Read it, feel it, close your eyes, breathe, and listen to what comes back. Or take yourself on a walk, quiet walk in nature. Yes, walking can still be a stillness exercise. But remember, no phone, no companion, just you and nature, you and the universe, and start noticing everything. Notice the color and fabric of someone's clothing. Notice the sound of the grass blowing or the leaves blowing in the breeze. You know, many of us miss these subtle signs and messages. It's just floating by. We miss them. You know, sometimes while I'm writing and nothing seems to be coming up, at least nothing good, or I'm reading an email that requires some sort of decision that I just can't get around. I just can't fathom. I just can't figure it out. You know what? It's time to get up and step away from the desk. Just get outside, take a walk. I remember I kept feeling this discontent about a job I had, and it was a well-compensating job, actually. And there just came a point where I just had to stop being intellectual about it. I had to stop being logical about it. I even had to stop getting into the emotions about it. I needed to be quiet, breathe, and listen. And eventually I came up with that decision unemotionally, with feeling, but without reaction, to leave that well-compensating job. And relief came. Relief came because this idea and how to best accomplish that came from intuition, came from the solar plexus. And interestingly enough, some of that compensation from that X job still continues, even though I no longer work for that person. William S. Burroughs wrote, "Your mind will answer most questions if you learn to relax and wait for the answer." We have to learn to trust our gut. If it's not a constructive advice that we're hearing, don't listen, because it's probably your ego or some sort of fear or other bad mood junk is probably getting in the way, and your brain is telling you that's intuition. If it's destructive, probably ignore it. If it is constructive, though, advice, the universe is speaking. Your intuition is speaking. Now, if these destructive thoughts show up that are masking themselves as intuition, you know, even though you're ignoring that voice, listen. Listen to it, hear it, so you might find clues of what's behind it for healing purposes. It's not a waste. Gahil Gibran wrote in Sand and Foam, "When you reach the end of what you should know, you will be at the beginning of what you should sense." So feel it. Feel things. Just like I was talking about going out for the walk and experiencing colors and fabrics and the wind blowing. Feel what's going on around you in life. Feel it in your belly. Be aware of the goosebumps on your skin or the shiver down your spine or the racing of your heart or the quickening of your breath when experiences happen, when that inner voice speaks. And sometimes it's more subtle, and the only way to describe this intuition is a knowing. And that's okay. Because when that knowing feels clear, nourishing, and enriching, then you know you're feeling your intuition working. You're feeling and receiving the message from the universe. Richard Branson wrote, "I rely far more on gut instinct than researching huge amounts of statistics." Another way to enhance your intuition is to stay active and exercise. This sharpens the senses as well as your physical body functions, of course, but it sharpens you. And as your mind is sharpened and your body is sharpened, all parts of your life are sharpened, including your sense of when intuition is speaking to you. Albert Einstein wrote, "I believe in intuitions and inspirations. I sometimes feel that I am right. I do not know that I am. The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift." And of course, another exercise is to write things down. Continuous, creative, energetic flow, whether it's morning pages or anything, a stream of consciousness, time of writing, that eventually invokes this divine intuition to step in. You know, I have notes for my talk There are quotes, of course, that I have to look at and little notes to remind me what I want to talk about next. And many times, most times, I go off those notes because intuition steps in, or as we might say, spirit starts speaking. Florence Scovel Shinn wrote in her game book, The Game of Life and How to Play It, intuition is a spiritual faculty and does not explain, but simply points the way. It's just pointing the way. So now I want to do a little guided meditation. I want you to join me in a meditation to open up what in Sanskrit is called the Manapura, our lustrous gem, our solar plexus. So go ahead. Get in a comfortable position. You've been sitting for a little bit, so maybe move around a little bit and regain that comfortable position. If you're standing up and doing little things while you listen to this, please stop and sit down. Close your eyes if that's comfortable for you. I want you to soften the muscles in your face. And remember, like I've said before, you can create a sacred space without music, without incense, without special lighting. If some shows up like music just did now, then that's great. Again, soften the muscles in your face, relax your shoulders down away from your ears. Soften your belly. Don't hold it in or make it small. Let it relax. Let it just be. Now we're going to take a deep breath through our nose. Then we want to open our mouth and sigh it out. Let's do that again together. Inhale and exhale, sigh. Nice open mouth when you exhale. Now this time I want you to seal your lips together. Just put them together and to breathe in and out only through your nose. Keeping this deep, slow breath. Now, I want you to restrict the muscles in the back of the throat to create it kind of like a oceanic whisper, almost like a snoring. Like. So you're opening up your throat. And I want you to breathe deep, deep into your belly. With every out breath, press the air down deep into your core. Your chest may raise, allow it to stay open. As you inhale, keep your chest open. And just move your diaphragm. Breathe slowly, deeply in. And now bring your awareness to this energy center we've been talking about today, between your navel and your breastbone. It's at the lower part of your chest, below the sternum. If your eyes are at a soft focus, you may see the yellow ball that I'm holding in front. It's around there. Now imagine you are radiating a bright yellow sunlight glow from this space. It may not come to you very bright at first. That's okay. Just allow it to increase at your own pace. Maybe you feel a little heat there at that point. Just allow the bright yellow sunlight glow radiate out Now imagine standing in an endless field of sunflowers or any yellow colored flowers that you prefer. See them swaying gently in the breeze. Feel the breeze upon you. Hear the breeze around you. In your mind's eye, look up. Look up at the sky. The cloudless azure blue. And the sun bathes you in these fields of flowers, these yellow, beautiful flowers with its warm, nourishing rays. Know in this moment that you are totally protected, so go ahead and look at the infinite expanse of sky and lock your eyes on the sun. The rays won't hurt your eyes. Not here, not now. It's a soothing and pleasant look at the sun. You may even find yourself rising and being pulled by the sun, towards the sun, towards this powerful golden yellow rays of energy. And as you are being pulled towards the sun, you can look down and see that the yellow fields are now far below. As you fly faster and faster, as you radiate and are energized, even the earth has become a ball of blue in the distance. As you get closer to the sun and register its true size for the very first time, for all its heat and light and energy, and yes, love. It looks warmly inviting and eager to embrace you, to love you, to empower you. Head straight for the center. Head straight for the center of the sun, the power of the sun. Allow yourself to become one with the sun's core. And then turn around and see all the planets revolving around you. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it powerful? Isn't it divine? As you take your next deep inhale, bring this solar power into you. Into your plexus, allowing it to radiate throughout your body, allowing it to wash over you and pervade every cell, every pore, every organ in your body. Use your breath to fuel this fire. Your entire body is like a bellow echoing this powerful, loving intelligence into your body. And breathe. And now, as you inhale, recite to yourself, I am. Inhale, I am. Inhale, I am. And as you exhale, say the word fire. Inhale, I am. Exhale, fire. Inhale, I am. Exhale, fire. I am fire. I am. am fire. You are that fire. You are that love. You are that intelligence. You are God. God is within you here and now. God speaks through the solar plexus, intuits into you knowledge, love, peace, radiating from the solar plexus to all parts of your body. I am fire. I am creation. I am intelligence. And now say to yourself, I am receiving messages from within. I am receiving messages from within. I am receiving messages from within. Take a deep breath in through your nose, open your mouth, and sigh it out. Inhale through your nose. I am God, fire. Exhale through your mouth. In through your nose. I am fire. I accept all the intuition from the infinite intelligence. Sigh. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Thank you. Exhale for this insight. Thank you for this insight. Now begin to bring your awareness back into the room, into your sacred space, into your life. Allow the breath to become more and more natural and easy. Begin to move your body, your shoulders, your fingers, your toes, and slowly allow your eyes to open. The enteric brain, the solar plexus. As Clarissa Pinkola Estes said in her most fabulous book, Women Who Run with the Wolves. This is what the intuition is for. It is the direct messenger of the soul. Now, of course, the power and presence of the universe speaks to us in head, heart, and gut. But I want to encourage you to practice. Use your spiritual practice as part of opening up to and allowing and developing your enteric brain, your intuitive brain. So listen, hear, take to heart and experience the wonder, the wisdom, the invaluable direction and confidence that it brings to our lives. Listen to that inner voice here in your enteric brain, in your solar plexus. Listen to it. It is the sun-powered process of the universal intelligence speaking to you. Thank you so much. Namaste.